Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Beis, and we are Be'ezus Hashem at the beginning of a new Mesechta, Mesechtes Pesachim. Today's daf is being learned as a Zuchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza and Ovadia ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So Mesechtes Pesachim is a long Mesechta. It's 120 dafin. It's also a very Geshmakim Mesechta. Obviously, the topic of Mesechtes Pesachim Kishmoy Kachi are the halachas of Pesach. And being that there are so many halachos that govern Dinei Pesach, throughout Mesechtes Pesachim, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to have the opportunity to tackle many different areas in halacha. Mesechtes Pesachim deals with the mitzvahs, I say, of Tashbisu, the loisaseis of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotzeh, and by extension to that, the Dinei Derabanan of Bittul Chametz and Bedikas Chametz. Mesechtes Pesachim deals with the halachas of the Korban Pesach. Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, where Pesachim meets Kachim, Perek Tom and Nishchat. One of the most famous prakim in Kachim is actually not in Kachim. It's in Mesechtes Pesachim. There are a lot of halachas that deal with Dinei Taruvos, where Pesachim meets Chulin. You have the halachas of Hagolas Kelim, Chametz B'mashu, Noisim Tam Lefgam, and then of course you have the halachas that are Negeah, the Leil HaSeder, Matzah, Morer, Dalet Koises, halachas of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, a lot of Haggadata, a lot of Machshava, a lot of Lomdis, a lot of Halacha L'maisa, a lot of Pnimiyas HaTorah. So very excited, a very, very packed, intense, geschmack, a lot lighter than Mesechta Shabbos and Erevin Mesechta. The truth is that the Gemara says in the end of Mesechta Megillah, it's the Hadron of Mesechta Megillah. Tanu Rabbanon, Moshe Tikin Lehem Yisrael, Sheyu Shoylem Vedarshan Ben Yonoy Shel Chag, Hilchas Pesach BePesach, Hilchas Atzeres BaAtzeres, Hilchas Chag BeChag. Moshe Rabbeinu made a takana. There's few, not many, takonos that were instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu. One of them was that on every yontif, the Yidden should get together and they should discuss the halachos of yontif. Shoyalim v'darshin b'inyonei shel chag, when Hilchas Pesach on Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres, which is Shavuos, on Shavuos, and Hilchas Chag, which is Sukkos, on Sukkos. The Ran in Mesechtes Megillah asks Akasha from a Gemara that we're going to learn in a few days. The Gemara Mesechtes Pesachim Davov Amir Aleph says, Tanya, Shoyalim V'Dorshin B'Hilchas HaPesach Koidim HaPesach Shloishim Yoyim. There's a mitzvah for a person to learn Hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach. Shem Gamliel, Shem Gamliel argues, he says, Shtei Shabbosis, not 30 days, but only 2 weeks. But either way, it's clear from this braisa that the obligation to study the halachos of Pesach aren't only Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach, but rather you're supposed to start a lot earlier, whether it's 30 days according to the Chachamim, whether it's 2 weeks according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, but either way, freak the ran, so which one is it? Is it Moshe Tikin Lehem Yisrael, Sheyi U'Shoyalim V'Darshim B'Inyonoi Shel Yoim, Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres b'Atzeres, or Hilchas Chag b'Chag, or is it Shoyalim v'Dorshim b'Hilchas HaPesach, Koidim HaPesach, already Shloishim Yoim, and according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, at the very least, 2 weeks. That's the Ran's Kasha. The Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, brings several terutz into this Kasha. One terutz that the Beis Yosef says is V'oid Yeshloimer, that I think that if you medayik the Gemara very carefully in Mesechtes Pesachim Daf Vav Amid Aleph, it's clear that the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Vav and the Gemara Megillah Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph are not exactly the same thing. The Gemara Mesechtes Megillah discusses all the three big Yomim Tovim. Moshe Tikin Lem Yisrael Shiyu Shoylem V'Darshim B'Nyonei Shol Yom Hilchas Pesach V'Pesach Hilchas Atzeres Ba'Atzeres and Hilchas Chag V'Chag. The Gemara Mesechtes Megillah is talking about the Shalosh Regalim, whether it's Sukkos, whether it's Shavuos, or whether it's Pesach. On Yontif, you have to discuss the halachas. The Gemara Mesechtes Pesachim Davov Amid Aleph is very meduyik, says the Beis Yosef. Shoyalim V'Darshim B'Hilchas HaPesach Koidim HaPesach Shloishim Yoyim. Notice, it doesn't say a word about Sukkos, and it doesn't say a word about Shavuos, says the Beis Yosef nearly, that the halacha of the Gemara Mesechtes Pesachim Davov Amid Aleph is only true with regards to Hilchas Pesach. It's not true regarding Sukkos. It's not true regarding Shavuos. And that's the teretz to the kasha. The Gemara in the end of Megillah was discussing all the Yomim Tovim. Every yontif, it doesn't matter which yontif it is. It doesn't matter if it's Pesach, or it doesn't matter if it's Shavuos. It doesn't matter if it's Sukkos. The halacha is always going to be the same, that Shoyalim V'Darshan. in Binyane, but that's only going to be on that day. As it relates to Pesach, however, there's a different Gemara. For that, you have the Gemara Masech, this Pesachim Davav Amar Aleph. There, there's a special halacha. There, it's Shoyim V'Darshim, Kaidim Lamed Yod. Why? What's the difference? Says the Bais Yosef, the difference is very simple. Because learn Hilchas Pesach, learn Hilchas Sukkos, and learn Hilchas Shavuos. They weren't all created equally. It says Hilchas Pesach is much more robust. It's much more vast. It covers so many more areas of halacha, and as a result, you simply meet more time. He says, Shavuos, what are you going to talk about on Shavuos? Shavuos is Yontif, so you have to know Yontif. So Shavuos, cheesecake, I mean, you stay up the night of Shavuos and you learn, right? There aren't that many halachas that govern Hilchas Shavuos. Once upon a time, there were karbonis, there were the Shtei Alechem, but now, so what do we do? It's a regular Yontif. So what is there really to talk about as it relates to Shavuos for 30 days? Sukkot has a lot of halachas, but the Beis Yosef says that the truth is that most lulavim and esrogim, something that people get very busy with before Sukkot, are kosher anyways. A sukkah needs to have three walls, two normal, regular walls. The third one could be even a tefach. He says, even a sukkah's ganvach v'rakshav, which sound like their basel, even their kosher. He says, in sukkah at the end of the day, yeah, there's chumras and there's hidurim, but most sukkahs and most dalad minim are all kosher. Pesach is a whole different story. Pesach is intense. There's so many halachas that you have to know as it relates to Pesach. And that's why for Pesach, you need 33 days. The truth is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, 66 simonim in Shulchan Aruch related to Hilchas Pesach. 120 dafin a Masech Tis Pesachim. That's why, says the Beis Yosef, we need Shoyal in the Darshim. That's why we have to go back 30 days, just to start the Masechta with a little bit of Pnimius HaTorah. So we mentioned the Gemara. Shoyal in the Darshim, Behilchas Pesach, Koydema Pesach Lamed Yoy. And what's the reason, says the Beis Yosef, because there's so many halachas that are negei Hilchas Pesach that we simply need more time. And as a result, you can't just do it by Yoy. You can't just do it a few days before. You need 30 days in order to be able to do that. Everybody knows that when Haman and Achashverosh imposed the gzeirah lahashmid laharug l'abedus kol ha'yehudim, so he picked a day, made a girl. The girl came out to Chodesh Ad. He was very excited because he knew that was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away. He didn't know that was also the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, but he was so excited that that was the month because he knew that the Yidden have a bad mazel, at least that's what he thought, during Chodesh Ad. But then he picked the day. What was the day? It was Yud Gimel Adar. Zman Kehilo Lakoil, what we know as Tainus Esther. Yud Gimel Adar was the day that Haman HaRasha chose to be the day that he was going to implement his final solution, to annihilate the Jewish people. The Arvei Nachal, one of the Kadmoinim, a classic, classic work al HaTorah. The Arvei Nachal was written by the author of the Levush Esra, that's on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. This is an old, classic, Fatzaitisha work. So the Arvei Nachal says that there's so much talk about why Haman picked Chodesh Adar. But why Yud Gimel Adar? Why did he pick the 13th day of Adar? So he says a Dover Nifla. He says that we know that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they were in a very, very low madrega. They were in the Shar Memtes. There's 50 levels of Kedusha, there's 50 levels of Tumah. The Yidden at that time were in the 49th level of Tumah. And Arizal said that had the Yidden remained in Mitzrayim even one day longer, maybe even one rega longer, they would have fallen into the Shaar Nun. They were literally at the doorfront, at the threshold, at the Eskupa of the Shaar Nun. And they had to be saved by the Eivishta, and had they not been saved, it would have been all over. And Arizal said that's the oimik of what we say in the Haggadah. V'ilu lo yhoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Saviseirim in Mitzrayim, harei anu v'neinu v'nei v'neinu mishubadam ayinu lepar. What do you mean? At some point, there probably would have been a United Nations resolution that would have freed the Jews from Egypt. That's not the point. But in a ruchniistic sense, we'd still be slaves to Pari because the Yidden would have fallen to the Shaar Nun. And once the Yidden would have fallen to the Shaar Nun, there would have been no way for them to get out. Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't just a Yitzias Gufni. It was a Yitzias Ruchni. Said Arvei Nachal, al pi Svarim HaKdoshim, al pi the Chachmei Hasoid, that every single Pesach, every Yid, has the ability to tap in to that koyach that existed in the world, Bilel Pesach, back in the day, and they're able to kriech out of their own memtes sharei tumah. Their oirois and the siyata deshmayan, there's a special potential that a yid has on that day for him to be able to be free himself from the bondage of parai, from the bondage of his tumah. But said Arvei Nachal, when does that really start? It doesn't start by the Leil HaSeder. You know what it starts? It starts Shloshim Yoim before the Leil HaSeder. Because 30 days before the Leil HaSeder, Chazal said, Shoyalim V'Dorshim V'Hilchas HaPesach Koydim HaPesach. And the Pnimius HaTorah of that said, Arvei Nachal, is that 30 days before Pesach, there's already Oiros of potential for a person to be able to free himself from the Tumah of Mitzrayim. So he says, you want to know when the Yidden start leaving Mitzrayim, every single Jew, every single year, you know what it happens? It happens 30 days before Pesach. That's what Arvei Nachal said. Because what happened then is Chayzev V'Neir every single year. So on Mitzrayim, you can be completely free, B'Leil HaSeder. But 30 days before, that's when it starts. It comes to its climax, B'Leil HaSeder. But you want to know when it starts? It starts Shloshim Yom. When is Shloshim Yom? Koydim HaPesach. It's Purim. That's when it is. In fact, there's a tshuva for Rav Shloime Kluger in his Elif Lecha Shloime. It's an Erechaim Simon Chin Pei Dalet. This is a real Shiloh. He says, Nistapakti. He says, what would happen if two people come over to a Rav on Purim? You can see this happening on Purim. And one person tells the Rav, Chava Shiloh. What's the Shiloh? Hilchas Purim. Psa Shiloh Mishloach Manas. He has a Shiloh in Hilchas Purim. And the other person comes, he has a Shiloh in Hilchas Pesach. So, said Rav Shloime Kluger, Nistapakti. Who should the Rav answer first? Should he answer the person that's asking him a question about Purim? Or should he answer the person that's asking him a question about Pesach? What do you mean? The Yon of the Yom is Purim. Of course he should talk to him about Purim. He says, no, because Purim is the first day of Shloshim Yom, Koydim HaPesach. It's also when Yon of the Yom. And he says, we know when a person is faced with two options, there's a fork in the road. And if you go right, there's more Kedusha. If you go left, there's less Kedusha. So Kadush v'she'ene Kadush, Kadush Koydim. Just like Tadu v'she'ene Tadu Koydim. And he said, what's more Kadush? Pesach is more Kadush than Purim. Why? Even though the Rizal said Yom Kippurim, but al bederech haniglo, Pesach's the Raisa, and Purim's only the Rabbanon. So he has it sad that maybe the Rav, it's a real Shiloh, Rav Shlomo Kluger, it's an Elif L'cha Shlomo, to answer the Shiloh about Pesach, he shouldn't answer the Shiloh about Purim. But we digress. The point is that when is 30 days before Pesach? 30 days before Pesach is Purim. So said the Arvei Nachal, it comes out every single year. A person, unfortunately, does averus, he does chatam, doesn't always behave 100% the way he's supposed to. And he accumulates tumah, and more tumah, and more tumah, and more tumah. But then there's a time of year where a person starts emerging from his tumah. He goes from tumah to hayra. When does that start? Shloshim yoim koydim ha-pesach. When does it culminate? B'leil ha-seder. When is shloshim yoim koydim ha-pesach? It's Purim. If that's the case, what's the day that a person is on the highest level of tumah? It's the day before Purim. Right? Because on Purim, you start emerging from your tumah. So what's the highest level of tumah that a person's going to find himself? If you had to pick a day on the calendar when Klal Yisrael is in the highest state of tumah, you know what that is? It's Yud Gimel Adar. Said the Arvei Nachal, Haman HaRosha knew that side. He understood that the highest level of tumah that every year has on the day of Yud Gimel Adar. And that's why he picked Yud Gimel Adar. He said, that's the day Lahashmedu Laharik. Because that's the day the Jews are going to be the most vulnerable. Because one more day, Yud Dalet Adar, that's when the Yidden are going to start emerging from their tumah. That's already Shloshim Yom Koydim HaPesach. And 30 days before Pesach, when we shoyel v'darsh v'nyonei shal Pesach, that's when we start emerging. So this is a sight that Haman HaRosha, consciously or maybe subconsciously, was tapped into. And that was the day of the Gzeirah. Because that's the day when the Yidden find themselves in the ultimate tumah. But either way, Hilchas Pesach is fast. And because it's fast, it's not enough to just sit down on Pesach or even a few days before and start learning Hilchas Pesach. It's for that reason the halach is shoylem v'darshim binyanei shal Pesach. You have to start learning Hilchas Pesach 30 days. And when the Yidden start learning Hilchas Pesach, you know what happens? They start having the Yetzias Mitzrayim. They start going out of their own Mitzarim. They start going out of their Tumah, just like the Yidden of Mitzrayim went out of their Tumah. It's interesting, and perhaps not coincidental, that we're starting to learn Masechtas Pesachim today, and it's literally going to go up until Shavuos Shechal by Pesach. Literally, a few days before Pesach, that's when Klal Yisrael is going to make the siyum on Masechtas Pesachim. So we're going to be fortunate enough not just to learn Masechtas Pesachim Shloshim Yoim Lifnei HaPesach, but it's going to be 120 days. It's going to be 30 times 4. 4 is the big number on Pesach, but it's going to be 30 times 4 as it relates to us being able to learn Masechtas Pesachim and tackle some of the ideas, hafachba, vafachba, the kulaba. We should be zeicha that with every daf of Masechtas Pesachim that we learn, we should emerge from another level of tumah that unfortunately we all have, the Avinenu Harav, in the Golus that we're in now, and we should be zeicha that the Siyam on Masechtas Pesachim, like the Siyam on Erevin, should be Yerushalayim, Yer HaKodesh, V'noichal Shom, V'nazvachim, V'nabsachim, and on that note, Mesechtes Psachim. Sagt der Mishnah. Eur Larba Asar Beitgen Es HaChametz. So the mitzvah Bedikas Chametz really needs no introduction. Although, as we're going to see in the coming days, it really does need an introduction. But being that the laws of Bedikas Chametz is not something that the Gemara is going to really get into the kishkas of here in the beginning of the Masechta, but we're going to discuss it a little bit more peripherally now. So we're going to wait a few days before we really do the introduction to the halachas of Bedikas Chametz. But for now, a very straightforward halacha. Every yid is familiar with what Bedikas Chametz is. When do you do Bedikas Chametz? On the 14th day of Nisan, which is Erev Pesach. What part of the 14th day of Nisan? Or la arba asar. The or of arba asar, we'll see what that means. That's when you do bedikas chametz. Or haner, you have to use a candle. Come back with shemach nisbah. Chametz ain't sarach bedikah. Any part of a person's house that he never brings chametz to, he doesn't have to do a bedikah. Meaning you only have to do bedikah in a part of a house where you actually bring chametz. But met amrus, says the Mishnah, Kasha. If that's the case, then why did the Chachamim say beis shuris b'martiv? Why is it that a person needs to do bedikas chametz in his wine cellar? Not just that, two shuris, two rows of wine. Why would you have to do that? Meaning if you only have to do Bedikas chametz in a makom shemachnisim by chametz, the martef, the wine cellar, that's a makom shemachnisim by chametz, but you sit down and you have a meal there, says the Mishnah, that the answer is yes, makom shemachnisim by chametz, because sometimes a martef is a place that you do bring chametz. What's the tzir? Rashi says, sometimes the waiter in the middle of the meal is asked to go bring another bottle of wine, Hatoyva Hametiv. So he may be holding a little bit of bread or he has a little mezainis in his hand. He goes into the wine. Yeah, this happens. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya every now and again. And he goes in while he's holding his chametz and you end up having chametz in the martiv. But Enochinami, if you had a martiv that's a makim she'emach nisim by chametz, you would not have to do a bedika. Now, we just mentioned beis shuris b'martiv, so the Mishnah digresses for a second. What exactly does beis shuris mean? Machloikis. Mishama, Yemir Mishama says beis shuris al plain kol martiv. It means two shuris along the length of the entire martiv. Meisul says very cryptically, shtei shuris achitzoynois. It means the two outer rows, shehein hol yoynois, which are also the upper rows. What this all means, Rashi says, mefarish b'gemar. But for now, the Gemara is going to discuss the first word of Masechtas Psachim. So the first halacha of Masechtas Psachim deals with Bedikas Chametz. When do you do Bedikas Chametz? Ba'arba Aser. It's the 14th day of Nisan. You do it Erev Pesach. Pesach is Tezvav Nisan. You do Bedikas Chametz Erev Pesach, which is Yudal Nisan. What part of Yudal Nisan? Says the Mishnah, Or la'arba Aser. Zok the Gemara, my Or. What exactly does Or mean? Rafunam, Rafunah said Nagi. Or means light, right? Isn't that what Or always means? Vayihi Or. Light. Rabbi Yehuda, says no. Or means leili. It really means night. Sakta Gemara, Kosolka Daitach. The Gemara thinks in the Havamina. And by the way, wherever the Gemara says Kosolka Daitach, it means it's the Havamina, which implies that there's going to be a maskana. We're not going to see the maskana in today's daf. We're going to see the maskana in tomorrow's daf. But everything that we're going to discuss in today's daf is all predicated with the words Kosolka Daitach. It's all a Havamina. But talk to Gemara, the Havamina is the Mandama Nagi Nagi Manish. Rafuna that said that what is Armina means light, it means literally light. In other words, when are you supposed to do Bedikas Chametz? When it's light outside. The day of Yudal Nisan. Mandama Leili, the Mandama that says it means night, Leili Mamish, it means when are you supposed to do Bedikas Chametz? The night of Yudalit. So the Gemara, if that's the case, Meseve, I'll ask you a kasha. Meaning, it sounds like the Gemara says, Kosolka Daitach, that we have a Machloikis HaMayron, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, what Or La'arba Asar means. Does Or La'arba Asar mean the day of Yudal Nisan? Or does Or La'arba Asar mean the eve of Yudal Nisan? Rav Huna said, Nagi, Kosolka Daitach, Nagi, Nagi, Mamish, that Or means day. Rav Yehuda said that Or means leili, and again, kasolka daitach, leili mamish, that you're supposed to do the bedika at night. Sok to Gemara, meisvei. It would seem to be a mefurish pasuk. The pasuk says, haboiker or, v'ho anashim shulchu, heima v'chamirim. The pasuk is in Parshas Miketz. It's discussing one of the times that Yosef sent his brothers back home to Yaakov. So it says, haboiker or, when boiker was or, that's when he sent them away. Fek to Gemara, am or yamamahu, isn't it a mefurish pasuk? You see the word or means yoim. Haboiker or. It sounds like or and boiker are synonymous with each other. So how could Rav Yehuda say that or means leili? It's a mefurish pasuk. Haboiker or. Had it said ha'or and then boiker, it's a little bit of diktok, then you're right. Ha'or boiker would suggest that or, which is boiker, meaning that one and the same. But it's not what the pasuk says. It says ha'boiker or. Okay, why is that different? Because then you can teach the pasuk as follows. Kemanda Omar. It's like people say. So apparently this was an expression back in the day. Tzafra Nahar. The morning became light. When does it become morning in halacha? Amud HaShachar. You look outside your window in Amud HaShachar, it's dark outside. When do you start seeing light? As you get closer to Netzach Hamo, that's when the sun really starts shining. So just because it's morning, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's light outside. So people would sometimes say, Tzafra Nahar, it was the morning, but it was the part of the morning when it was actually starting to get light. And that's what the pasuk means. Yosef HaTzadik sent his brothers home Haboiker in the morning, but not first thing in the morning. It was Haboiker or it was closer to Netzach Hamo. It was as the day was starting to get lighter. And why did he do that? He did it because he was following the memor of Rabbi Yehuda Merav. A person should always enter a city b'kitoiv, which means when it's light outside. And he should exit the city. He should leave b'kitoiv while it's light outside. It's just simply safer. But either way, Yosef wanted to send his brothers away when it was safe for them to leave. Rabbi Yehuda Merav's halacha, lo'ilam yikonis adam b'chitoy v'yetze b'chitoy. So he waited until it was habayker or. But the point is, when it says or in this pasuk, it doesn't mean that boiker is or, suggesting that the word or, when describing a part of the day, is referring to the daytime. Maybe or means nighttime, and or larba asar means the eve of Yodalet. What then does that pasuk mean, haboiker or? It doesn't mean or as in the time of day, but it means or as in light. Right? Just to make one thing clear, before we continue with the Gemara, the word or means light. Everybody knows that. Or, of course, means light. So what's the shayla? Does or mean nagi? Does or mean leili? Is it the night of Yodalet? Is it the day of Yodalet? Or means light. Right, read the Mishnah. Or larba asar haboiker asar chametz la'or haner. What does the second or mean in the Mishnah? Of course it means a light, it means a candle. We know what R means. So what's this whole debate over here? What R la arbaser is? The teretz is, R, when describing light, of course means light. But R can be used as a noun to describe a part of the day. Like this day and night, this bein hashmashes, there's something called R. R as a part of the day, as a period of time. Is that a daytime? Or is that a nighttime? And that's the machlokes in Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda. That's what the Mishnah means when it says or lar ba'asar. That's what the Gemara thought the pasuk means when it says haboiker or. That boiker and or are synonymous. Just like boiker, we know what that means. It's daytime, it's morning. That's what or is. Kamash one, that or in that pasuk is not describing the time of day, but or simply means light, which is what or usually means. Okay, Gemara Meisavei, another pasuk. This is a pasuk in Shmuel Beis. It says uka or boiker yizrach shamesh. So David HaMelech is talking in that pasuk, and David HaMelech said that the tzaddikim, l'asod lavoi, are going to merit that the sun is going to shine on them. They're going to get tremendous bracha. And the way he described the bracha was, uka'or boiker, yizrach shemesh. But what do you see from him? Alma or yomamahu. You see, or is boiker. It's one and the same. So, Tumor again, the same thing. Miksiv or boiker. Had it said or boiker, you're right. It would suggest that the word or in that pasuk is describing the part of the day that's or. Or and boiker would sound like it's the same, but that's not what the pasuk says. It doesn't say or boiker. It says uke or boiker ksiv. Okay, how does that change anything? V'achik karmen, this is the way you're supposed to read the pasuk. Uke or boiker ba'olam hazeh ke'in zrichas shemesh l'tzadikim lo'olam haba. Or means light. It doesn't mean day. And what he was saying was, is that in olam hazeh, b'shas amud hashachar, it's not very light. But La'asad lavoi, the tzaddikim are going to have the sun shine on them. That sun is going to be much more powerful than the sun that we have today. So that when it's amud ha-shachar for the tzaddikim, it's going to be tizrach ha-shemesh. It's going to be very, very bright. Uka'or biker, like when it's our biker by us, when the earth just starts creeping out in the biker, for them, the equivalent thereof is already going to be yizrach ha-shemesh. But again, the punchline is that R means light. R doesn't mean the time of day. As a result, you have no raya that R is day more than it is night. Mason Vey, another kasha from a well-known pasuk, the fifth pasuk in the Torah. Vayikra l'kim la'ar yoyim. V'lachoshech kara loyla. Vayere vayivoyker yoyim echad. So what does the pasuk say? Vayikra l'kim la'ar yoyim. Checkmate. Or and yoyim is one and the same. Doesn't it sound like or is day? Alma or yomamahu. The Gemara says, no, hachi kamer. L'meir uba chara yoyim. What he meant to say was, is that time that it starts getting lighter and brighter outside, that's what he referred to as yoyim. Again, or doesn't mean the noun, the time of day known as or, but it means light. And what he was saying was, the time of day where it gets light, which is the morning, daytime, la meir uba, he was karayon. Elamayat afraid Yomar. If that's the truth, if that's the case, then the next part of the pasuk, v'lachoyshech karalaylo, would mean v'lamachshech uba karalaylo. The time of day where it starts getting dark should be night. If the time of day where it starts getting light, amud hashachar, that's when it starts getting light. If that's called yom, so what's v'lachoyshech karalaylo? The time when it starts getting dark, that's going to be called laylo. Is that true? When does it become night? When it starts getting dark? So this is very controversial, when it becomes night, right? Rabbeinu Tam, and Shkia, etc., etc. But for Kaimel and Zokhti Gemara, that says, until says, it's still day. Meaning, it's not night when it starts getting dark. It's night when it's dark. You need stars outside. Says, literally, in order for it to be night. That's the irony. It's day. Once it starts getting light, it's already yoin. It's already yoin. Choshech is not until it's really, really finster. Until it's really, really dark. But either way, how could you tell me that Vayikra Lekim La'or Yoyim La'meiru Ba'kar Yoyim, that would imply V'la'choshech Kar Laila means as it's getting dark, it's already night. We know that's not true. Until Setzik Chavim, it's not dark. And by the way, Tosfos speaks out. It's important Tosfos for a whole nother day. That even though we start keeping Laila by Shkia, but really, real Laila is Setzik Chavim. So, Gemara Eli, you have to say Psharim the Pasuk is as follows. Hachi Kamer, Kari Rachmano L'Nahoira Upakte Amitzvasa Diyamam. Again, when it says Vayikra Lekim La'or Yoyim, it doesn't mean that Or is called Yoyim and Yoyim is called Or. No, Or maybe is really Laila. So what does it mean La'or? It means day. So what does the pasuk mean Vayikra Lekim La'or Yoyim? What it means is Vayikra Miloshen HaKadosh Baruch Hu summoned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu summoned Or and he told him, told Or, this entity called light, I want you to be in charge of the day. And then V'lachoshech Kara Laila. V'kariye Rachmano L'chashoycha. Kodesh Baruch Hu summoned Laila, or Choshech, upakte mitzvahs of the Laila. He told him, I want you to be in charge of night. But it's not V'yikra L'kim L'aryim. Hashem called Or Yoyim, as if to say Or means Yoyim. V'yikra L'kim, Kodesh Baruch Hu summoned light, and he told light, I want you to be in charge of the day. Then he summoned Choshech, and he told him, I want you to be in charge of the nighttime. Mesve, another kasha that we from a pasuk that we all know. Halalu, shemesh v'yareach, halalu kol koich v'yar. What does it sound like from this pasuk? Koich v'yar. That what's when do are the kechavim out? They're out at night. Sama or tohu, right? All the kechavim that are out at night. The one says the hachi kamer halalu kol kechavim hamirim. Or over here means light. It's true. The stars are out at night. Yes, but at the same time, the stars also give off light. So when it says koich v'yar, it's referring to the light of the koichavim. So I'll tell you why the Gemara says I wasn't happy with that pshat. Because koichavim ha-me'irim hu d'bayu shvuchi, she'enem me'irim le'bayu shvuchi, it sounds like who are going to be mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kol koich v'yar. What about a koichav that doesn't give off light? What about a koichav whose light is very dim? What, he's not going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How could that be? Voksiv, there's another pasuk that says halu kol malachav, halu kol tzivav. All the tzvois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu serve Hashem. So it's not only the koich v'yar, it's all the koichavim. So again, bishloim of koich v'yar means the koichavim of night. So we understand. And really is another way of saying all the koichavim, a poetic way of saying it. But if koich v'yar means the koichavim that give off light, that would seem to suggest only some of the koichavim serve Hashem. That's not true. Halu kol tzivav. Zimur says no. Really, when it says halu kol koich v'yar, it means the koichavim that give off light. Aye, the freaks takasha. Why would the pasuk say kol koich v'yar? It's not true. It's really halu kol tzivav. Hakamash malon. Because derech agav, the pasuk wanted to teach me the or the koichavim nami oru. Right? The pasuk does this sometimes. That agav urchi, we teach you another halacha. What's the halacha? The light of the stars is considered light. Lamay nafkimino. What area of halacha does this impact? L'noidim in or. If somebody makes a neder that is not going to have any hana from or, the tanya b'nun to the rice, l'noidim in or. If someone makes a neder, he's not going to benefit from light. Asa ba'oiron shal kechavim. He's not even allowed to benefit from the or of the stars, even though the stars are so far away that in our relationship to the stars, it doesn't really give up that much light. Obviously, if you'd be close to the stars, they're massive. But we're so far from it that it's very hard for us to benefit from it. So I would have thought that maybe Hanoidim in Ar is allowed to benefit from the Urim of the Kechavim. So that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Halu kol koich v'yar, Ar means not night. It means light. And the Chiddush of Halu kol koich v'yar is that the light of the Kechavim is considered Ar. Where's the Nageya? Hilchos Nadarim. Meisve. Another Kasha. The Pasuk says in Iyov, Perek Chav Dalet, La'or Yakum Roitzeach, Yiktal Oni Ve'evyoin, U'balai Lo Yehi Keganav. So just a simple reading of the Pasuk. La'or Yakum Roitzeach, during the time of Ar, the Ritzech gets up, Yigdal Ani Ve'evyon, and he kills the Ani and the Evyon. Ubalayla, and at night, Yik Ganav, he acts like a Ganav. So this person wears two hats. During Ar, he's a Ritzech. At night, he's a ganav. Zok the Gemara, now hamid, kamu b'layli yikaganav. We're contrasting two periods of time. We're contrasting the period of Or and the period of Laila. Now we know what Laila is. So Amar Yamamahu, so must be Or is Yoim. So Gemara says, no, hasam hachi kamat. The pasuk is coming to teach me a completely different halacha. And again, Or over there doesn't mean daytime in contrast to nighttime, but rather Or again means light. But so what's the pasuk saying? When it's light, Yakum Ratzeach, there's actually a halacha it's coming to teach us. If somebody comes and he breaks into your house, you hear noise, you run downstairs, and you see there's somebody there. Are you allowed to kill him? Right? Real Shaila. Could you kill him? So the halacha is, if you think there's a good chance that he's trying to kill you, he has a din of a roidev, you have a din of a nirdav, a bala hargacha, hashkin bahargoy, then you'd be allowed to. If, however, you're assuming he's just coming to take your leichter, but doesn't really want to kill you, then obviously you would have no right to kill him. So what's the halacha? If it's so clear to you, as clear as light, that he's coming to kill you, reitzeyachu, then he's a reitzeyach, v'nitin latzila b'nafsha, in self-defense, you're allowed to kill him. But if it's murky, it's unclear, you're not so sure, like at night, it's dark outside, you don't really know if he's coming after you, then you have to assume he's a ganav, v'lo nitin latzila b'nafsha, and you wouldn't be allowed to kill him. So what does the pasuk mean? Just going back to the pasuk, la'or yakum. If it's clear to you that he's coming to kill you, reitzeyach, then you can treat him like a reitzeyach. However, ubalayla, if you're not 100% sure, then you hika ganav. Then you have to treat him like a ganav. You're not allowed to kill him. But again, what's the teretz? Or in this pasuk doesn't mean day. Or in this pasuk means light. Meisave, another kasha, another pasuk in Iyov. The pasuk says, yesh yechshechu koichvei nishpoi, yikav la'or v'ayin, v'al yirabaf apeshachas. This is one of the many, many, very difficult psukim in Sefer Iyov. But Iyov, towards the beginning of Sefer Iyov, this is a paragimel, was suffering terribly, and he cursed the day that he was born on. He cursed the night that he was conceived and the day that he was born. The Gemara Masechtas Nida talks about this. But either way, this is what Iyov's talking about. And what he's saying is, that yechshechu koichvei nishpoi, that may the stars of the night that I was born be dimmed. Yikav la'or, it should wait for or, the ayin, and or should never arrive. So the Gemara says, what does it sound like? Mid to come yakav la'or v'ayin, that night should wait for or, and it should never arrive. Alma or yamamahu, doesn't sound like or is yoyin. I mean, that sounds like the pasuk is saying, that the night will wait for day, and day is never going to arrive. So you see that or is day. The Gemara says, no. Hasa mela tu de kolayit le'iyav l'mazle. Iyav over there was cursing his mazel. Omar, he said, yehe rava de litzvei hach gavra l'nohoi revelay lishkeche, that you should, the night should be waiting not for day as an R, but for light as an R. And that's what it's referring to. Meisavei, one more kasha from a pasuk. And then the Gemara is going to ask kashas from Mishnayos and Brises. But one more pasuk. This is a pasuk in Tehillim, Kuflam Mites. David HaMelech said, Va'oymar ach oishach yishu feini, v'lai va'or badeni. The context is David HaMelech's Avera with Batsheva. We know Chazal say Kol Oimer David Chata Enei Elatoya, stating that there's so many psukim in Sefer Tehillim where David HaMelech is clearly very worried about the Avera, and David HaMelech is doing tshuva. This is one of those psukim. David HaMelech said, "I thought Ach Choshech Yeshufeini. I thought that Choshech was going to escort me forever, for eternity. That even in Olam Haba, I would be doomed. And all I would have is choshech. What I realize now is v'layla, however, or badeni. That layla turned into or. Meaning, not only do I not have it bad in Olam Haba, I have it good in Olam Hazeh. Now, what do you see from the pasuk? Just the pasuk, pshat of the pasuk. From the fact that he is saying v'layla or badeni, amar yamamahu, doesn't sound like or is day. Sounds like gemara, no. Hasam achi karmadavan. Anyi amarti achoshech shufein Olam Haba, shu daim liyoy. I thought that even Olam Haba, which is daim liyoy, it was going to be very dark for me. Achshav v'olam hazeh, shu daim liyoy, or badeni. But now, to the contrary, I was zoich that even Olam Hazeh, Hashem sent messages to David, so David would know that he was forgiven, Ayin Rashi, or badeni, I was zoich to or. So just to exhale for one second. Again, the perek, the mesechta began, or larba asa boitkin as hachametz. On the 14th day of Nisan, every year has a mitzvah to do bedikas chametz. Which part of the day? The or part of the day. So or is describing the time of day. Is it the morning? It's the afternoon? It's the night? What time of day is it? Machloik is Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna said, Nagi, it's daytime. During the day of Yudala Nisan, you're supposed to do the bedikas chametz. Rav Yehuda said, Leili. No, it means the night, meaning the eve. the night of Yud Dalet, it's the night before the Leil HaSeder, which is, of course, what we do, which is the halacha, as we'll see in tomorrow's daf. That's when you're supposed to do, Bedikas Chametz. Now, R usually means light, of course. Vayhi R, it means light. With the same Mishnah that says Or Lar Bas or Boitkin as Hachamit says Lo Or Haner, and there's no Shiloh what Or over there means. It doesn't mean the night of the candle, it means the light of the candle. But the Machlekes HaMeiram was that being that over here we have a word Or that's describing the time of day, it's not talking about light, it's talking about a time of day. What time of day is Or? Rav Huna said it's Nagi, it's daytime. Or means lights, of course. The Or part of the day is the daytime when it's light outside. I mean, it seems like common sense. Yehuda said no. Or, counterintuitively, almost like Balashan Sagi Nahar, euphemistically means Lila. It's just the opposite. Or means light, but the time of day that's called Or is really Lila. Either way, the Gemara brought a whole series of psukim where the Gemara was trying to prove from the word R that it means either Yom or it means Laila, and the Gemara was Doicha, all the different psukim in different ways. But Atzad HaShava Shebohem, the common denominator of all the Dichuim of the Gemara was that R in those psukim does not mean day, it does not mean night. R in all those psukim meant light. And there's no debate that the word R usually means light. We're debating when R is describing the time of day, is it the daytime part of the day, or is it the nighttime part of the day? Either way, the Gemara is going to shift its focus from asking questions from psukim to asking questions from Mishnayos and Braisos. Meisavei, Rabbi Yehuda said, Boitkin or le arba asar. You're supposed to do bedikas chametz three times. You do bedikas chametz or le arba asar, uba arba asar shachris, and you do bedikas chametz arba asar in the morning, ubeshas abir. And then at the time that you burn the chametz, you do bedik again. I mean, the Rabbi Yehuda Boitkin or arba asar, uba arba asar shachris, amar urtuhu. Right? Doesn't it sound like he's going in chronological order? You do three bedikas. When do you do it? Or le arba asar, and then the morning. And then, a few hours later, when you do the Sreifa. So it sounds very clear that Or is the first man. Or is before Shachris. First Or, then comes Shachris, then comes the Sreifa. Shmamina, checkmate. So you see from Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, this is a Braisa. So you see from Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, it's very, very clear that what does Or mean? Or means Laila, which is a riot to Rabbi Yehuda the Amoira. And the Gemara says Shmamina. Now sometimes when the Gemara says Shmamina, so that's the end of the conversation. New topic, exhale, rate, right? That's usually what happens when the Gemara says Shmamina. But here the Gemara is going to continue for literally to the end of our Amid, and then halfway into tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to continue to bring rayas to this question, whether R means day or means night. Again, not from psukim, now we're bringing rayas from the Lashon HaMishnah and the Lashon HaBraisa. Meisavei, me'emas ayar ba'asar, asar ba'asiyas melacha. From what time on the 14th day of Nisan is one not allowed to do melacha? So Yud Dalet Nisan was Erev Pesach. We're going to talk a little bit more about Erev Pesach in the raid bite right after the daf. But Yud Dalet Nisan, Erev Pesach, mechatzois, you're not allowed to do malacha. It's asa to do malacha from chatzois. What about first thing in the morning? Are you allowed to do malacha? So there's a perek in Masechtas Pesachim, a famous perek called Perek Makom Shenagu. And Perek Makom Shenagu discusses what happens if you have a place that took upon themselves a certain minhag. Do you have to keep the minhag or you do not have to keep the minhag? Has it come into Masechtas Pesachim? Because the particular minhag that the Mishnah talks about is Makom Shenagu Lasis Malacha Ba'arvei Pesachim Oisin. Makom Shenagu Shaloi Lasis Ein Oisin. So it seems there were different customs in Klal Yisrael. There were places where they used to do malacha in the morning until Chatzos. There were places that they didn't. And whatever the minhag is, that's what you're supposed to follow. The question is there a cutoff? Meaning, if the minhag is that you don't do malacha from Alois HaShachar, do I have to observe it? Or maybe only from a certain part of the day, or maybe even the night before, it's from then that if there's a minhag, Shaloi Lasos Malacha, I have to observe the minhag. That's what this Bryce is addressing. Me'ema say arba asar, from what point on the 14th day of Nisan, asar basiyas malacha, is there an issur to do malacha in the event of? Meaning, if the minig of this makom is not to do malacha, Rabbi Lezim Yaakov and Rabbi Lezim Yaakov said Mishasa R. It's from the time of R. We're going to figure out what that means. Rabbi Huda said Mishasa Netzachama. It's from Netzacham. Amalei Rabbi Lezim Yaakov, Rabbi Huda. So Rabbi Yaakov told Rabbi Huda, "Chiyechem Atzinu Yom Shemiksasi Asa Basiyus Malacha Mitzasi Muta Basiyus Malacha." Where do you find such a concept that you can have a day where part of the day you're not allowed to do malacha and part of the day you are allowed to do malacha? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda said that if the minig is not to do malacha Erev Pesach in this city that you live in, so from Netzacham. But before Netzachama, you can. Lezmi Yaakov said, that's so strange. That means part of the day you can, part of the day you cannot. Where do you find such a thing? Amalei, he told him back, I don't understand. The whole Erev Pesach is that. Right, we're going to learn in a few days.
chametz mishay shoyis ulamaylo, everybody agrees is aser. Meaning chametz is not just aser on Pesach, right? We know this is man soif zman achilas chametz on erev Pesach. So you see, erev Pesach is exhibit A for such a concept where you can have something that's mutta part of the day and something that's also part of the day. So the bottom line, this was the exchange between Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. If there's a makom where the minig is not to do malacha on Erev Pesach, from what point Erev Pesach does this Isser go into effect? Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov said from the time of Ar. Rabbi Yehuda said from Netzach Hama. Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov told Rabbi Yehuda, can't be from Netzach Hama, because that means part of the day, up until Netzach Hama, it's going to be mutter, afterwards it's going to be Yasser. Must be, it's the whole day. Okay, so the Gemara, Amidikam Rabbi Yehuda with Shasa Netzach Hama, from the fact Rabbi Yehuda said Shasa Netzach Hama, and Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov had a problem with it, and Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov felt, no, it has to be the whole day. So Alma or the Kamar of Elazar and Yaakov, or must be Rabbi Elazar Yaakov's definition of R was Laila. Because what's he saying? No, you can't have part of the day, yeah, part of the day not. Has to be the whole day, Aser. Oh, the whole day. Zoysay Meris, what you're saying is that the Zman of R would incorporate the whole Yudala. The whole Yudala means even the night before. Mara says, Loi, my R Amudashachar. It's true, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov's shir is a broader shir, but not broader that it includes the night before, but rather broader than it means already from Aloy Sashach. Ihachis, if that's the case, the Kamalei Hechem Atzinu Yemshe Mitzasi Mutu Basis Malacha Mitzasi Yosef Basis Malacha. So Ozu Belezim Yaakov's Kashin to Rabbi Yehuda. He told Rabbi Yehuda, how can you tell me it's only Yosef from Nates, but in the morning it's Mutter? You can't have a day Chatzi Chatzi. Now, if Rabbi Elazar Yaakov holds that it's only Aser from Alois, but it's Mutter the night before, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov has the same Chatzi Chatzi, right? Name of Iul and Afshei. Ask the same question on yourself. You're telling me that at night it's Mutter, it's only during the day that it's Aser. So, Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, Achikom. Rabbi Elazar Yaakov, no, he was saying like this. Bishlam, Lididi, Bishlam, according to me, I hold that the Iser Melacha is in the morning, from Alois HaShachar. At night it's Mutter. So it's true. There's a difference between day and night. But that you find in many areas of halacha, where something is also during the day, but it's going to be mutter during the night. What's exhibit A for such a thing? Ashkachna, the Kapalgi Rabbanim Yimam Alalayla. Where do you find that the rabbis differentiate between day and night? The Tanya, halacha we all know. Gabi Tainet Sibur, Ad Masa Yechav Shoysa, Ad Shiala Mudah Shachar, Divri Rebbe Lezim Ben Yaakov, Reb Shimon Oimer, Ad Kreis HaGever. When does the Tainet Sibur go into effect? So with the exception of Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, it goes into effect in the morning. That means at night you're allowed to eat, during the day you are not allowed to eat. So you see, Heter at night, Isser in the morning. So Rebbe Lezim Ben Yaakov said, that's something that you find. Elo Didach, but according to you, that the Isser is from Netzach Hama, but it's mutter from Alois. Hecha ashkachna yemama gufe. Where do you find one day the palgi beirabanon that in the from Alois until Nate it should be aser, and then it should be mutter, and then from Nate acham for the rest of the day it should be aser. That's not something you find. Amale. What was Rabbi Yehuda's response? He told him back who atzmo yoychiach shemichtzas and mutter b'achilas chametz and mitzas yosav b'achilas chametz. He said no, it's not true. You see by chametz until shei shoyis ulamayla you're allowed to eat chametz, and then after shei shoyis ulamayla you're not allowed to eat chametz. So the Gemara shapar kamalei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eliezer. Chayud Rabbi Yehuda said very good to Rabbi Eliezer, as in Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Said the Gemara hachi kamalei Rabbi Eliezer. I mean elcha no malachah the rabbanon that am eli chametz deiraisa. He says, no, it's not a tzushtel. I'm talking about a derabbanon. Right, this halacha, mokum shenagu, shaloi lasis malachi, not let him do malacha. This is all a derabbanon digadin. I'm saying in derabbanons, we don't split. In derabbanon, we don't say part of the day, yeah, part of the day, not. At night, yeah, all the xeris, all the tiny asiba, which are derabbanons, at night you're allowed to eat, during the day you're not allowed to eat. But as it relates to malacha, you don't find such a concept. The part of the day, yeah, and part of the day, not. Ah, you find it by the Torah? No, the Torah is different. And Rashi explains very nicely. The whole Torah is splitting cares. Everything's a Xeris HaKosim. This yeah, this not. Right? This not, this yeah. On the Deraisa level, we do that. This is the shir, this is not the shir. This is only a chatzi shir. But on a derabbanon level, you don't find the derabbanon operated that way. The derabbanon, they worked with broader strokes. And as a result, the night is mutter, the day is aser, yeah. That I could hear. But from Alois, from 4:57 until 5:13, it's going to be mutter. And then from 5:13, no, that we don't have. By the Rabbanans, you don't find that. And that's what Blazman Yaakov said, that there's no way to be mechalik between Alois HaShachar and between Neitz HaCham. Oh, but the Gemara says, V'idach, the Rabbanan have a good follow-up, and that is Shoyz the Rabbanan. There is a time on Erev Pesach that you're allowed to eat chametz midei raiso. You're only not allowed to eat chametz midei Rabbanan. So you see that the Rabbanan added on to the Shir Dei Raisa. Right? Midei Raisa, we'll see, you're not allowed to eat chametz from Bein Arbayim. From the time they brought the Karmel Pesach, you weren't allowed to eat chametz. But before that, you were allowed to eat chametz. Then the Rabbanan went and they were Moisef. So you see, this is already a Din de Rabbanan. the Isra Achilas Chametz of the Rabbanon, and again, we're getting involved, this hour, yeah, this hour, not. So this knocks out the whole time of Rav Lezer and Yaakov, Idoch, Harchaku, the Ovid Rabbanon, the Deraisa. That din is not inherently a din, the Rabbanon. It's really a din Deraisa. The Rabbanon was just going and making Harchaku for the din Deraisa. So for the Rabbanon to make Harchaku for a din Deraisa, yeah, that's something that they will do. But to go ahead and completely introduce a din de Rabbanon, like the Issa to do Melacha on Erev Pesach, which is a din de Rabbanon, and to say up until this hour it's okay, and from that hour further it's not okay, that's already something that they wouldn't do. And even though the two dots are in 3 lines from now, those two dots are a shtickle misplaced. The Gemara really is going to continue into tomorrow's daf, so we will exhale right here. So just to end daf beis with one ha'ara, and that is the topic of daf beis is the first Mishnah. Or larba asar, poitkin es ha-chametz, la'or haner. We're discussing the mitzvah of bedikas chametz. And when was the mitzvah of bedikas chametz done? It was done on Yud Dalid Nisan. It was done on the 14th day of Nisan, also known as Erev Pesach. The truth is that since the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, it's very hard for us to properly appreciate Yud Dalid Nisan. Once upon a time, Yud Dalid Nisan wasn't just Erev Pesach. It wasn't just the day where you have to burn your chametz in the morning and then you have to take care of last minute things because tonight's a busy night and go to sleep and rest up a little bit as the kleine Kinderlich Zolonisht Anschluffen and you have to find your Vasa Kittel. That's not what Erev Pesach was. Erev Pesach was the day they used to bring the Karban Pesach. Erev Pesach was the day, once upon a time, that the Yidden used to bring the Karban Pesach. In fact, in the Torah, Erev Pesach is referred to as Chaga Pesach. That was the day the Karban Pesach was born, right? Terrible misconception. The Karban Pesach was not born on Pesach. It was born on Erev Pesach. It was born on Yud Dalid Nisan. When was the Karban Pesach eaten? Oh, Al Matzusu Meroyrim Yoichlu. It was eaten by the Leil HaSeder. It was eaten on Pesach itself. But the Karban Pesach itself was brought on Yud Dalid Nisan. So Yud Dalid Nisan was Chaga Pesach. In the Torah, Pesach is referred to as Chaga Matzos. Right? Chaga Matzos with the Niggin. Chaga Shvois, Chaga Sukkos. Chaga, is it Chaga Pesach or is it Chaga Matzos? No, Chaga Pesach is really Erev Pesach. That's when they brought the Karban Pesach. Chaga Matzos, 7 days. You can't eat chametz. You have to eat matzah. So that's what we know as Pesach. But B'meshach HaDoros, the lines got crisscrossed a little bit. And today we know the 7 days that was once referred to as Chag HaMatzos as Chag HaPesach. But the point is, Yud Dalid Nisan, once upon a time, was the day that the Karban Pesach was brought. It's also the day of Bedikas Chametz and Orlar Ba'asar, which, you know, not to give it away, but I think we all know the maskana of this discussion. Orlar Ba'asar means night. It doesn't mean day. And that's why we do Bedikas Chametz the night before Pesach and not the morning of Erev Pesach. But already as the Erev Pesach was being ushered in, you already start doing the mitzvahs hayoyim. But again, just to appreciate the day of Yud Dalid that we're dealing with, the day of Bedikas Chametz, once upon a time, this was a tremendous, tremendous day. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, and this is in Simin Tof Chof Tes, if cotton base. Ein neiflen al peneya b'chol chaydish nisan. You don't say tachnun the whole chaydish nisan, right? From Rish Chaydish until the end, you don't say tachnun. What's the reason? Says the Magen Avraham, mipnei sheshneim osin nesiyim, hikrivu yud beiz yamim. Because Rish Chaydish nisan was a very special day for another reason, and that is, it was the day of the Chanukas HaMishkan. The Mishkan was erected on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The 7 days before the Yom Chanukas HaMishkan, the last 7 days of Chodesh Adar, known as the Shivat Yimei HaMiluim, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avoy, the Vahiba Yom HaShmini. It was the 8th day of the Shivat Yimei HaMiluim. It was also Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That was the day that the Kehanim took over. Now, the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan, the Nasi of each one of the 12 Shvatim in Klal Yisrael brought a carbon. Says the Magen Avraham, the Chol Yoyim HaKarbon Hu Yontif Shalai. When a Yid brought a carbon, for him it was a Yontif. And as a result, being that the Nasiim brought carbonos on those days, so the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan was a Yontif for the Nasiim. And being that it was a Yontif, you don't say Tachnan on a Yontif. So the first 12 days of Chodesh Nisan, says the Magen Avraham, it's Pasha why you don't say Tachnan. Why? It's Yontif. What's the Yontif? The first Benaz Manim. It's not Yontif. It's close. But it's not Yontif. The Teretz is because the Nasiim brought karbonos. I mean that they brought karbonos for them, it was a yontif, and that's why the first 12 days was considered a yontif. Okay, then you have Erev Pesach. Pesach, and then you have Pesach. V'Istruchag, and you have Istruchag. Imkain, if that's the case, Yotzer Roiv HaChodesh B'Kedusha. So it comes out, Roiv of Chodesh Nisan was B'Kedusha. For Roiv of Chodesh Nisan, we didn't say Tachton. Roiv? Ah, Rubei Kekulai. Lafichach, Aysen Kulai, Chodesh. That's why we treat the whole month as if it's Kodesh, and we don't say Tachton the whole month. Saying Eifel Alpanei B'Chol Chodesh Nisan. Why not? Chetesi, there's certain days in Chodesh Nisan, we understand. But the whole Chodesh Nisan, says the Magen Rav, yeah. I'll tell you why. Because Roiv of Chodesh Nisan, yeah, anyway, is not going to say Tachton. Why not? First 12 days is Yontif, because it's the Chanukah Samishkan. It's the day that the Nesim brought the Karbonis. As a result, it was considered a Yontif. Yudal Nisan is Erev Pesach. Then you have Pesach that takes you for the next 7 days, and even Isruchag is a Yontif. So you're ready, you're into the 20s, you're into the Chofs of the Chodesh. You already have Roiv of the Chodesh that you didn't say Tachton. Oh, once Roiv HaChodesh was Yotze B'Kedush, Lefika Chayzeh Kulei Chodesh, that's why it's Kulei Chodesh. The Chassam Sofer in his Haggah on the Magen Avraham, right here in Shulchan Aruch, says, Umashe Tamu Rabim. He said he saw a kasha that the whole world asks. And that is the Magen Avraham made a back of the envelope cheshman. He said, Roiv of Chodesh Nisan, you don't say Tachnun. Once Roiv of it, you're not going to say Tachnun. So Chav Beis, Chav Gimel, you're going to start saying Tachnun, you already didn't say for Roiv. Freik, the Chassam Sofer, the Magen Avraham missed one day in his cheshman. If you go through his cheshman, he skipped a day. He explained the first 12 days. He explained Erev Pesach, Pesach, and Isruchak Pesach. Which day did he skip? Yud Gimel. He skipped Yud Gimel Pesach. He said, Yud Gimel Pesach. Why don't you say Tachnun Yud Gimel Pesach? L'chayr, you should say Tachnun Yud Gimel Pesach. So if you say Tachnun Yud Gimel Pesach, then freak the Chassam Sofer. So it wasn't Yotzer Roiv HaChodesh B'Kedusha. Because there was one day that you should... When Yud Gimel comes, was it Yotzer Roiv HaChodesh? No, 12 days passed. Now it's the 13th day of the month. L'chayr, you say Tachnun. So, Rachum V'Chanun V'Hu Rachum, you should say Tachnun. Now, by the time Yontif is over, it's showing Noch Pesach, and it's ready after Isruchag, you didn't have Roiv HaChodesh that was Yotze B'Kedusha. So, L'chayr, then you should say Tachnun the end of the month. So, Freik Tachsam Sofer, he brings the Kasha, Umashe Tamu Rabin. A lot of people ask the Kasha, what happened to Yud Gimel Nisan? Mehechet Tesi, you shouldn't say Tachnun on Yud Gimel Nisan. So, before the Chassam Sofer's Teretz, I was thinking that we mentioned that Yud Dalet Nisan once upon a time was a Yontif. It was once upon a time a Yontif. I'll show you how vayit was a Yontif. The pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemer, Eile mayadei Hashem mikroi kodesh asher tikru oisam b'mayadim." This is kiddush on Yontif during the day, right? Eile mayadei Hashem mikroi kodesh asher tikru oisam b'mayadim. And the pasuk, this is a parshas Emor, one of the kriyas on Yontif, and it's going to go through now all the different psukim that talk about Yontif. So let's talk about Yontif. Eile mayadei Hashem b'chodesh arishoyim b'arba asoyim lachodesh bein rabayim pesach l'Hashem. On Chodesh Arishon, that's Chodesh Nisan, the 14th day of the month, it's Pesach Lashem. Ubachamisha also Yom Lachish. Then on the 15th, Chagam Matzlis Lashem. It's also Yontif, not Pesach. It's Chagam Matzlis. Shivas Yom and Matzlis Techila. But Yom Rishon Mikra Chodesh. Kom Alach Zavay Dolei Sasu, etc., etc. And then we go from there to the Yontif of Shavuos, and then the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Sukkot, etc., etc. These are all the psukim in the parashas Zemar. Eile Mayad Hashem Mikra Chodesh Asher Tikra Oisim B'Mayadom. It sounds a lot from this pasuk that Erev Pesach is Yontif. Erev Pesach's yichus is not just the fact that it's Erev Yontif. Erev Yontif's yichus is the fact that it's a Yontif. Eile mayadei Hashem mikroi kodesh. What's the first Yontif? B'chodesh arishon. And then afterwards we mentioned the second Yontif. The second Yontif is the Chagamatzis. But Pesach is not just Erev Yontif, it's a Yontif for itself. And by the way, you know, says this, the Vilna Gaon says this. The Vilna Gaon in Hilchas Avelos, and Shimon Shin Tzadik Tes, right? Everybody knows that Hilchas Avelos is impacted tremendously by Yontif. Tremendously. If somebody's sitting Shiva and then it comes a Yontif, so it's Saisa the Shiva and the Shloshim, all the different halachas of where Yontif interacts with Avelos. The halacha, says the Rama, is that Erev Pesach also is impacted by Hilchas Avelos. So says the Vilna Gaon. Why? Why would Erev Pesach impact Avelos? Erev Yontif doesn't impact Avelos. So why would Erev Pesach impact Avelos? Nira, the Choshev Kamay Mayed. Because Erev Pesach is a Yontif. The Kro Choshvay Betoicha Mayadim. Because the Pasuk counted it in the Mayadim. We had this Pasuk. Eile Mayadei Hashem Ikroi Kodesh Asher Tikroisim in Mayadim. Bachodesh Arishon Barbasol Achodesh Bein Rabbayim Pesach Lashem. So you see that Erev Pesach is in itself a Yontif. And that's why, as it relates to Hilchas Avelos, says the Gaon, it's not just Erev Yontif. Today it's not really Yontif because we don't make a carbon Pesach. But it was a Yontif. It was a Yontif. And if it was a Yontif, so then it could be Yud Gimel. is Erev Yontif. If Yud Gimel is Erev Yontif, that's why you don't say Tachlin. Right, you don't say Tachlin Erev Yontif. So if Yud Gimel is Erev Yontif, so it's Gevaldik. So the first 12 days is the Nesiyim. And then Yud Gimel is Erev Yontif. Wait, Yud Gimel is Erev Yontif, Yudal is Erev. No, because Yudal is Yontif. Eilam Mayadei Hashem Asher, Tikru Oysam B'mayadim, Achoydesh Arishon Barbo, Asal Achoydesh Ben Rabbayim Pesach Lashem. Erev Pesach is a Yontif, which means Yud Gimel is Erev Yontif. Then Pesach, and then Chag HaMatzos, and then Isru Chag, Imken Yotzo Roi V'Achoydesh B'Kedusha. And if Roi V'Achoydesh was Yotzo B'Kedusha, Lefichach, Oysen Kuloi Kaddish. But the Chassam Sofer says a different tarot, so we'll end with this. You have to start Daf Beis with the Chassam Sofer. Heilige Chassam Sofer. He says, a Dover Nifla Ad Lamoid. He says, he wants to say that maybe the reason we don't say Tachna on Yud Gimel is for something else. He said, because there's a Medrash Rabbah that says that the day that Tzedoyim was destroyed was Tezayin Nisan. Tezayin Nisan was Yoim Hafichas Tzedoyim. Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Tzedoyim, Parshas Vayera. When did that happen? It happened on Tezayin Nisan. So if that's the case, it means the Malachim were by Avram the day before, which means they were by Avram on Tezvav Nisan. Everybody knows that when did the Malachim come to Avram Avinu? Vayera Elav Hashem Eloine Mamre. The Ebeshter came to be Mevaka Choyla Avram, because Avram was a Choyla, because he had just done Bris Mila. It was a Shlishi Lamila. So if it was a Shlishi Lamila on Tezvav Nisan, says the Chassam Sofer, so when did Avram Avinu do the Bris Mila? It means he did Bris Mila 3 days earlier. If Tezvav was day three, that means Yud Dalit was day two. Yud Gimel was the day that Avram Avinu did Bris Mila. Said the Heilige Chassam Sofer, V'nimtza shenimel yon gimel Nisan. It comes out that Avram Avinu did Bris Mila on the 13th day of Nisan. And if that's the case, V'rav toiv lahu yoyma. That day is not Shayach. V'roi lasoyse yontif. If that's the day that Avram Avinu did Bris Mila, he said, then there's no question it's Roi lasoyse yontif. So I saw for Reb Shmuel Yankif Bornstein, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Bracha. This is printed in the beginning of the Zois LeYakov Hagodah Shel Pesach. That's worth getting. But this is in the Hakdama, right in the beginning. He brings page Lamed Beis. Ha'ara Nifla. And this is how Reb Shmuel Yankif used to start. He used to give shir every year for close to 15 years. He gave shir on Haggadah Shal Pesach, and then he passed away, and the Talmidim put together the Haggadah. But he gave shir on Haggadah. These were shir. They weren't just malakid it. He gave shir on Haggadah. And this was his psicha. His psicha was, he said over this Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer said that being that Yud Gimel Nisan was the day that Avram Avinu did Bris Milo. So he said, V'rav toiv lahu yoima, V'roi lasoyse yontim. He said, what's the tiefkeit? He said, what's the oimek? He said, the oimek is as follows. Because the Gemara says in the Sakris Chagigo, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, Zogt de Gemara. Dorash Rava, Maidach Siv, Mayofu Po'amayich Bana Olim Bas Nodif. Kama Noim Ragleim Shal Yisro B'Shosh Oim L'Regel. How beautiful is it, the scene, to watch the Yidden being Oim L'Regel. They're Bas Nodif. Bitoi Shal Avram Avinu Shenikra Nodif. Shenemer Nedive Amim Nesofu Amalikei Avram. Why Avram? And why is he called Nadiv? Avram Avinu was the first Ger. Zok Toisvis, Chagiga Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Why was Avram Avinu the first Ger? Shenitztava la Mila. Because he had Bris Mila. And being that he had Bris Mila, he was the first Ger. Said Reb Shmuel Yankif, who was the first Jew in the history of the world? Avram Avinu. Tchila Legerim. When did he become a Jew? When he did Bris Mila. So if that's the case, said Reb Shmuel Yankif, the day that Avram Avinu did Bris Mila, which was Yud Gimel Nisan, you know what happened? It was Neschadish and the Bria on New Metzias. The Metzias of a Yid. The Metzias of a Yisrael. The world was created Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shanik Bereshis. And the Tachlis of the Yetzirah started playing out on Yud Gimel Nisan. It was Yoim, literally the Bria of Klai. So that's when the institution of Yiddishkeit came into the world. Because Avraham Avinu was Tchil Legerim, and Tosfos says, when? When he did the Bris Mila. Said the Reb Shmuel Yankif, that's what the Chassam Sofer means. When he said, V'rav toiv lahu yoima, V'roi lasoyse yontif. You want to know why you don't say Tachnin on Yud Gimel Nisan? But Yud Gimel Nisan is Eichet HaYontif. What's the Yontif? It's the day that Avraham Avinu did Bris Mila. How do you know that? Because Afichas Adoyim was on Tezayin. So you work backwards. That means Tezvav is when the Malachim visited Avram, which means that was the Shlishi Lamila. So Yud Gimel's the day Avraham Avinu did Bris Mila. Avram Avinu did Bris Mila on Yud Gimel Nisan. That's when Avram Avinu became a Yid. He was Tchilo Legerim. He was the first Yid ever. That's when there was a Musik, a concept of a Yid in the Welt. When did a Yid come into the Welt? He came in on Yud Gimel. So we're learning Ar La Arba Asar. But just to get into the mood a little bit, with Haggadah Shel Pesach, to get a little feel, a little Ha'ara, as it relates to Yud Dalet, Yud Gimel being Erev Yud Dalet, but even on a deeper level, Yud Gimel being literally the first day that there was a Yid in Klal Yisrael, Tachlis, we don't say Tachman, Chodesh Nisan, And we'll pick it up in Yetz Hashem with Daf Gimel.